KACAKJL.
NAWRO, are you over here, Tom?
Yeah, I'm over on DMR now. I got my analog going, but where am I at? I'm close to Flint, but I know I'm on the hour repeater, but where did I jump on the DMR?
Yes, sir. Good signal. My radios are so close together, sometimes it's hard to tell which one's which. I grabbed the wrong mic the other day and tried to disconnect the 7.2 on statewide 1. That didn't turn out so well.
Yeah, my radios are close, but my microphones are further apart. So I've only grabbed it the wrong one once.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it, is to get the microphones positioned away from each other, especially when I got the three-position switch here. So when the switch is in the correct position, the mic for that radio is up front where I can see it, and the other mics are behind the switch, so I can't go reach for them without, oh, yeah, I got to switch the switch.
Yeah, what you need is an auto switch.
Well, this is kind of temporary for the, I guess it's going to be for this winter. But I envision, well, I got too many radios. Some of these radios are duplicating each other. So, you know, except for Wally's P25, that's nice. It's going to always, one way or the other, I'll probably have a P25 moving forward. But, yeah, that's going to be separate from these. But the Yaesu and this Connect systems, if you think about it, they kind of duplicate each other, because I've got UHF, VHF, and analog on the Connect systems too. So, yeah, I'll figure something out. It's probably going to be some separate antennas. I want to put the little one that I have outdoors now up in the attic, and that might be like my Skywarn antenna. When weather's getting pretty bad and lightning's flashing around, I'll use that indoor antenna for just a slight bit more safety, I guess you'd say. I don't know. We'll see how it works out. Looks like you got a solution for your QTH, though. That's going to be nice.
Oh, I'm filled with beats. I just have to program it to my hotspot here in the van. I got two of them, so I have one that's wireless, and I have the other one that's hardwired. Who knows? I might just power up the hardwired one and stick it in there, since it's a dynamic IP.
I'm so close to the Richmond antenna, it's not a high priority, but at one point I'm going to have to do that too, just to understand it, because the curiosity is there and how that works. So we'll see what happens. All right, I'm still fighting with the new version of PowerPoint I have. I got to get this Skywarn document into a rudimentary PowerPoint thing and then get it over to Mike for Thursday. So safe travels, drive safe, and all that stuff. N8WRO, I'll be listening, though.
All right, that's almost done. Yeah, I'll be out and about. I don't know, DMR, analog, or 25, whatever. Mike, I grabbed a seal of dogs. 73 travel, KCAKJO.
KCAKJO, N8WRO, you still there, Tom?
Go ahead.
That printer that Dave has for the tags, that came from you, right? Do you know the model number and its capabilities?
It's a Magic Card, and I believe it's a Ruto 2. And
about less than 50% readable on that. You got P25 ability?
KACAKJO, WAVD.
WAVD, KACAKJO. KACAKJO monitoring statewide one. NAVDZ, NAVDZ, KACAKJO. You out there, Mike?
Just a minute, I'll be right back.
KCAKJO,
WAP. You call me or not call you? I can't remember.
You call me on something. don't know what it was for. You just called me, and then I came back, and you weren't there, so I figured you got on the phone.
Okay, no big deal. I just wanted to see if you were looking for me for something, that's all. So I couldn't remember which way it was going. I don't have anything to offer, so I'm going to give you a call back a little later. I got some stuff I got to get through.
I know Mike was looking for me, so I'm just hanging out here in a tractor supply in Midland, hooking up my my Nick here modem so I can plug in my thing about for the Wichmanchicky for, you know, the doohickey. KCK Joe.
Coming back down this way, NAWRO.
No, I'm heading to the zoo to take care of a workstation issue. They called me direct on it. So I had my coordinator make me a ticket. And then when I'm done there, I'll be done for the day. But I'll be there about 3 o'clock.
Wow, that is a long trip. Now you got to go out west. I was almost going to comment before, at least you weren't going out west today. Yeah, well, it's a bit of a trip, a little overtime, I assume.
Yeah, a little bit extra money in the pocket. No big deal. You know, got to the office probably around 8-ish, and they didn't have anything. And then they said, hey, can you go do this one in Midland? I'm like, sure. I had to order a heart because the motion's faulting and it won't stay normal. So I think it's got water in it somehow, or condensation because it's inside the pet wash. So it's probably a little bit corroded in there, causing it to go into trouble.
Copy that. Hey, you got a really good signal. Any idea what tower you're close to?
Good question. It doesn't say. Well, I'm sure it's Midland or right in that area.
All right, copy that. I got you on the map now. Midland MID 443.95. And then you got Shepherd, James Township, and Conning, but that's a little far away. Bay City. But, yeah, good. Of course, you don't need to know that. It's automatic, right?
100%. I'm going past a bunch of windmills, and I'm on M30 South, Midland Antique and Shoe Club. So I'll still be at Midland Township or Midland County. But there's windmills.
So you're talking about the Edison generating power type windmills, right?
Yes. There's a whole bunch of them. Can't count them all.
Yeah, that's similar to the area going up to Port Austin. I think it's by Bad Axe or just outside of Bad Axe with all the windmills there. That's good. Interesting stuff there. I'm sure they're generating power. Are they turning? Is there enough wind to make them go?
There's enough wind. They're going nice and slow. But I know the one at Bad Axe because that's my customer.
Yeah, when I had the cabin up in PA, I used to always stop at the big boys in Bad Axe. And then, you know, depending on the weather, if there's nice weather, stop and take a look at some of those windmills. They're massive, huge things. It's just a couple of times they were under construction, so it's interesting how they, and we know about antenna towers and stuff, but those things, wow, they're actually moving up there. They better get things right and tightened up.
Oh, yeah, and each one is monitored. They can turn them off, turn them on, however they see fit. Yeah, it's kind of neat. I said I've been in the windmill farm up at Bad Axe, and the setup is quite unique on how they monitor these, turn them on, turn them off kind of thing.
Well, I believe it's just like a aeroplane. They can feather the vanes, right, so that they don't generate the push, and then they can just lock it down for the bad weather.
No, you can't feather them, but you can lock them down. There's a big brake up there that stops them from turning.
That's interesting. Did you actually go up in one? Because that's a little, that's a bit claustrophobic up topside there through that tube, the ladder.
Oh, no, you wouldn't catch me in one of those. No, watching the videos and stuff, and they, one tower guy shows, it's a calm day outside, but let's go inside this. The windmill tower to look at it, and it's creeping back and forth, you know, so it's got some sway to it.
Yeah, wise man, I wouldn't do it either. Even back in the days when I was in shape, you wouldn't catch me in there at all.
Yeah, no thank you. man. Look how I got ill just being on top of Comtech.
Well, at least you, I think you had an inside job when you were on 13. You didn't have to go up on top where the other guys went, because I guess it'd be all right, but yeah, I'm not really fond of heights either. Certainly would never, even in the old days, do any climbing like Sean's climbers do.
Yeah, no, about as high up as I've been is a 20-foot extension ladder, and it was strapped off, and it's still bouncing up at me if they lock up. Now I get shaky on a 10-footer, so I stay down where I need to be.
I got Dave's talk group on low. He's not in dispatch because I heard his voice. It's like, where's he coming? Oh, that's right. He's working today. So just FYI, the new member, WAVOX, so you might, in your travels, if you hear that call sign, WAVOX, John, first name J-O-N, he's a transfer from Oakland County to ours. QTH will be in our county, so he's not the... Not that it mattered, but he's not crossing borders. He's just moving into our territory, so he brings with him a lot of training. So WAVOX, try to remember that one. But we'll chat him up next time we hear him online. He should have DMR as well.
Sounds good. Well, I've got to make a phone call. We'll have to just chime me up.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, I should get back to it anyway, Tom. Safe travels. I'll have these on still. In AWRO, I'll be clear.
KC, good job monitoring.
WABPD. Hey, Brian. I didn't catch who that was. A little bit of pixelation there.
WAEPD. Right, I'm at the office.
Good afternoon, Wally. I'm mobile on my way home. How's this radio sound? Okay, let's try this frequency. This is Mont Clemens. I don't know why, but Detroit will not let me key up with this. It won't allow me to get because it's saying there's traffic on the channel when there isn't.
Yeah, I gotta let you go. I got a bunch of people in the office. I'll be a little later. There we
go. Hey, be at one.
WRO from W8BPD. Nothing heard. W8BPD. Standing by, statewide one. W8BPD, monitoring, statewide one.
KZAKJL, monitoring, statewide one. There's snow out here.
KF8BPZ, monitoring, statewide one.
Oh, there's somebody out there, KZAKJL.
Yeah, I'm just killing some time before I hit the sack. I got an early appointment tomorrow. How you doing tonight, Tom?
Heading home from Kalamazoo, I am. 17 miles from IQTH.
Hey, keep it all the fun.
You going to be at the meeting on Thursday?
Yeah, I'm planning on it unless something gets in the way. But, yeah, that's the plan.
Well, that's good. I think Brian's going to be there. I could get Anthony over there, but I don't know if he's committed on a Thursday again. Wally's not going to be there because he's going to the west side tomorrow due to a family thing.
Well, that's unfortunate. I hope everything works out for him.
Yeah, I think it's a wake.
Well, that's unfortunate. I'm going to have you my condolences next time I see him in person, whenever that is.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up my all-star note. I could mess with it there. I tried messing with it on the road, and for some reason it doesn't want to connect up to the macro that I, Wally, I'll put, you know, put in there so I can get on FBI or 147.2, you know, through it. So I don't know if All-Star's got a problem, because I know there was some type of web outage somewhere.
You talking about earlier today? Yeah, that was Cloudflare. They went down. It messed up a lot of stuff. I couldn't get into the AMA website to renew my AMA numbers for myself and my lady so we can keep flying. And just about an hour ago, it go wrong with some routine maintenance that they did, and it screwed up part of their security system, and basically we lost a huge chunk of the Internet as a result.
Yeah, didn't the FCC open up this week, though, and all the other government offices, or is that still shut down?
I actually don't know. And you know what? Since I'm sitting in front of a computer, I'm going to open up another tab and see if I can get anywhere with the FCC website. Well, passed the first test. I was able to log into the license manager. Now I'm going to try another part of the database and see if I can get in.
Well, if you can get into FCC license manager, then definitely the websites are back up. I know they were down for a while, even FEMA, so I couldn't do my IS-200. It's the only one I got to finish up.
Yeah, I got to get started on that stuff. And I just got into CORS and wait for the security code to come through to finish my login and make sure that works. And confirmed, I just got into CORS as well, so apparently everything is all the way back.
Well, there, now you can renew your GMRS licenses.
Yeah, I'd be jumping the gun a bit there. GMRS doesn't expire until 2031. And my ham ticket doesn't go out until 2035. It'll be a while before I get to do that again.
Oh, well, what did you have to renew?
I didn't have to renew anything. I was just checking basically the websites are back online or not. You know, because we all need to know that. You know, there's that one course you got to take. There's a whole bunch I got to go through. And if we can't get in, you know, we're at a standstill. So apparently everything is back up and running again.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. As if I wasn't busy enough already, and I got to take all those, I got to do all those courses and whatnot. Here I am still trying to get ready for the holidays and whatnot, still putting up decorations and things like that. Because, you know, like I said in the Discord, we're a little bit nuts about the holidays over here, and it takes me a while to do everything.
Yeah, I'm just putting up inflatables and this little sign that says Merry Christmas with lights around it. That's about it. I'm not going too crazy. It's just me, my wife, and my daughter.
Yeah, well, here it's just me and my lady and her son, but they're both big on the winter holidays, so, and I do like decorating. I actually have a good time doing it, so I don't mind putting it all up. It's just that, you know, it takes a while.
Yeah, we got to get a tree soon. My wife wants another live tree, and I got the stand for it, so, but my chainsaw went, you know, I'm just going to chainsaw off the bar, so I got to put the chain on, and it's too cold for that, so. Maybe we'll just borrow one at the tree place and cut it down by hand.
There you go. That's one way to do it. Okay, if you get busy. You still out there, Tom?
Yeah, I've been and I went to Midland, then I went to Kalamazoo, and then came home. So I spent most of the time on the road.
Sounds like that was a busy day.
Right, make sure that the controllers and all the cameras are back online because I did a control power outage.
Yeah, like I said before, you get all the fun. All right, I don't know if you can still hear me or not, but you're digitizing really bad. I couldn't make out anything that you had to say. KF8DPZ.
How about now? KF8O.
Too bad. Or just turn your power up? Sheesh, that's a lot. I mean, I like to drive, but I think that would probably kill it in me.
Well, since I do all over the state now to help out, I'm putting a lot more mileage, but usually I average in a month about 4,000 or 5,000, but I'm already coming up on 8,000 in a month, so a lot of driving. I think altogether on all my service vehicles, I've driven probably about 1.5 million miles in my entire career.
Yeah, I think that would have drove me nuts doing that much driving. I think it's one of the reasons why I never became a trucker or anything like that. Just too much time on the road. I like to drive. I don't want it to be a job. Yep, I lost the last half of your transmission there. You just cut right out. I heard center of the state to get to 127, and that was all I heard.
Oh, I said I'm now in the middle of the city, just to get to 127, and all I saw was windmills, a ton of windmills.
Yeah, a lot of arguments about whether or not those are a good thing. Me, I like them. Yeah, you know, there's issues in producing them and disposing of used blades and things like that. But overall, you ask me, they're a little bit better for this world. You know, we only got this one rock, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And besides, sooner or later, the consumable stuff that we use to make power and things like that, we're going to run out of that anyways. You know, we got to have ways to generate power that aren't dependent on stuff that gets destroyed in the process. KF8TPZ2KC8KJO. You still out there, Tom? I think I lost you. You've been gone for a couple minutes. Just want to make sure you're all right. KF8. KF8TPZ, monitoring statewide 1. No, what are you at, PPD?
What are you doing out so late in the evening?
No, very good. Just wanted to make sure they weren't making you make cars. No. I shot 639 tonight. I did well. My team didn't help me, so we lost them all. But I had fun.
That's in three games, so that's over 200 a game. That's pretty damn good.
193, 209, 225. Sunday I bowled 194, 198, 197. So, yeah, I'm happy. This ball that I got, friend gave me, is working good for me.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, I guess get out of here. I just heard I'd say good evening and make sure everything was good. So I'll make sure they weren't making you work. But was it talking to you? I'm going to crash tonight, so I just heard you in there. I thought I'd say hello, just updating the code plug a little bit.
Very good. This is the 4550 in the truck with the little button antenna on top, so I'm happy with it. And I know you're sounding good from your QTH, so I'm happy. Sounds good. Okay, I got to run in and get my forgotten bag and head back to the restaurant. 73s, have a good night, Wally. I will be on the side.
Take care. Good job on the bowling. W-A-B.
W-A-B-P-D. W-A-B-P-D. Oh.